Joining us on the huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN, it's our buddy Matt Verderam from Fansided.com. He is the NFL director. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great, my friend. Hey, right off the bat, Patriots. Tom Brady, I don't know if you heard about this. He's coming back. I know that's a little hard to understand, but let's back up to the Bills game first. The struggles against the Bills. First of all, the Bills offense moved the ball. Patriots offense didn't move the ball. Let's start with the Patriots defense. What did the film show against that defense against the Bills? Why were the Bills able to move the ball?
Honestly, it just looked like a game where New England was a little bit out of sorts. It looked like they blew a couple of coverages, blew a few assignments, maybe didn't keep contain on the edges as well as they would have liked to. I'm sure that Belichick will be looking over that film and probably seeing some plays that they easily could have stopped if they'd just been in the spot that they've been coached to be in. It looked, and quite honestly, like, you know, the Bills early in the game were trying to move Taylor around the pocket a little bit, and he was able to find some lanes. He didn't throw for a ton of yardage, but he was consistently able to move the ball.
Matt, I mean, the defense was much better in the second half after a terrible first half, but the offense just completely out of sync the entire game. Is that the Brissett factor? I'm sure that has something to do with it. What did you see?
Yeah, you know, it felt like in this game, you know, Rex Ryan, to his credit, made it so that Brissett was going to have to throw from the pocket. He wasn't going to be able to get those rushing yards that he was able to get, you know, against Houston when he was able to get out of the pocket. You know, Ryan made sure to keep him in there and make him beat what is a pretty decent secondary with the Bills. And I think, you know, with Brady coming back, it's going to be an entirely different offense. And Gronkowski, while he did have a catch in the game, he was a non-factor again. They're clearly trying to work him back from that injury.
Well, that's what I was just about to ask you, Gronkowski, Edelman, do they get going now with Brady back? What does Brady do different? What do they do different for Brady? I don't know. I mean, obviously Brady's going to have a little bit more open offense, but what does the tape show you?
Well, you know, look, the tape shows that their playbook has been limited, especially with Brissett. I think with Garoppolo, it was a little bit more opened up than people thought it might be. You know, he's been in the system a few years. Brissett's just a rookie. So the Pats are going to be able to play every single play in that playbook with Brady. Obviously, been there for, 15, 16 years. So, you know, look for the offense to become more diverse. You're going to see a lot of those staples that you've seen over the last 10 years. You know, with those short, quick hitters to Gronkowski, to Edelman, for those shots down the seams that Gronkowski's been made so famous for. So I think with Brady back, so will be back those 15 to 20 yard throws that we haven't really seen out of Brissett.
Now, Matt, I mean, everybody's been constantly talking about Gronk and Edelman being affected by Brady coming back. How does LeGarrette Blount, how is he affected by Brady's return?
I think, you know what, I think it helps him in yards per carry. It might hurt him a little bit in his overall yards. I mean, right now, I believe he's third in the league. You know, and he's somebody who, look, he's been given the rock a lot early this season because the Patriots have had to run the ball. They've had to be able to force teams to creep up to kind of open up some passing lanes. With Brady, teams are going to back up. They're not going to want to get beat by him. And so I don't know if Blount gets quite the amount of carry he's been getting because Brady's going to shoulder that burden. But I think you're going to see more running room for Blount. So therefore, I think he's even a more effective weapon with a real franchise quarterback.
Matt Verderam, NFL director of Fansided.com, joining us on the huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. Now, the Browns. And look, they're not as bad, I guess, as they really show. Terrell Pryor, Kessler, is a hard team to watch tape on and kind of hard to judge Pryor. And what does the tape show about Pryor?
Pryor is a great athlete. Look, now, he was a big-time guy at Ohio State. You know, everybody thought he wouldn't translate to the NFL, and he didn't as a quarterback. But he's somebody who's got some real skills as a receiver. He's very fast. He's still got to polish up his route running, and that's something to be expected for a guy having a position change. But he is somebody who can beat you and can beat you deep if you're not taking that away. Now, that being said, he's really the only weapon on this team. It's not much to look at on film offensively.
What about Kessler? I mean, what are you seeing on tape from him? Is he going to be able to do anything this week?
You know what? To be fair to Cody Kessler, he's a mid-round rookie, comes in out of USC. He was good in college. You know, I think most people project him to be a backup. And to be fair to him, that's what he looks like right now. He looks like a backup quarterback, you know, trying to fit the bill. You know, he's done a nice job managing games, hasn't turned it over a ton. His completion percentage is pretty good. You know, but this is a game where if they have any hope of making it a contest with New England, he's going to have to throw the ball into some tight spots down the field. And there's nothing on tape that shows that he's going to be able to do that.
Matt Verderam, NFL director of fansided.com. He's joining us on the huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. Let's get over to the Giants-Packers. Big game. Odell Beckham Jr. I'm a little fed up with this, to be honest with you. He's upset. He's not getting the ball. Hey, whose fault is it? Is it his fault? Is he not running the routes? What does the tape show you about Eli? Are the corners doing a good job of getting fed up with this guy, Matt?
Well, you know what? He's faced a lot of good corners. Xavier Rhodes last week, a very good former first-round pick in Minnesota. He can play, and he was really physical with him. The Vikings played probably the most physical style of defense, along with maybe Denver, Kansas City, although you know Kansas City not a lot physical on Sunday night. But, you know, look, Beckham's got to find a way to stop getting immersed in all these back and forth with the cornerbacks like Josh Norman and a Rhodes. He's got to stop worrying about how physical the cornerback is and start worrying about getting off the jam and getting downfield. He's not doing a good enough job.
They spent all that money on defense. They're not getting any sacks. What are you seeing about the Giants' defense?
Well, the problem is, look, they spent a lot of money on Olivier Vernon, $85 million, and he's a good player. He's not a great player. He's never been a great player. He's never been to a Pro Bowl. He is somebody who he needs somebody alongside him on that defensive line to get pressure. And look, Damon Harrison's a nice player. But he's not the kind of guy who's going to get 10 sacks. He's more of a run stuffer. You know, you got Jason Pierre-Paul. You know, who knows if he'll ever be the player that he used to be, you know, especially now he's playing with 8.5 fingers. So I don't know what you could ever realistically expect out of a guy who, in all seriousness, has a hard time getting leverage. So the Giants are all having to get pressure. They can't get pressure. They are going to fail because the back end of that team, even with Janoris Jenkins, is not good.
Matt Verderam, NFL director of fansided.com, joining us on the huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. All right, anything catch your eye on tape this week around the NFL? Anything that enlightened you, my friend?
I thought, you know, the Steelers really lit up a good defense with the Chiefs. You know, the Chiefs got pummeled on Sunday night, 43-14. And when you watch that game film, Steelers did a great job of just spreading the Chiefs out and throwing to whoever was open. Roethlisberger with 5 touchdowns in the game. Antonio Brown did have 2 of them. But Brown wasn't even the one who did the most downs in the game. Sammy Coates was getting deep. He looks like a really nice deep threat. He's been maligned throughout his NFL career because he doesn't have great hands. But so far this year, I believe he has 5 or 6 plays over 40 yards. He's somebody who can change the game on one play, and he's somebody that people should learn both for the fantasy leagues and for when their team plays Pittsburgh.
Matt, tonight's game, Arizona-San Francisco, I mean, the Cardinals absolutely have to have that game. They're sitting at 1-3, and I mean, what are you seeing that might be different on the film that they've been doing this year, obviously losing, than last year? I mean, is it real obvious?
You know, to be honest, it's a multitude of things. Their offense hasn't been especially sharp. I think Carson Palmer missed some throws he needs to have. He's not playing tonight. Drew Stanton is. It's Drew Stanton and Blaine Gabbert in prime time. I don't think the NFL bargained for that, but that's what they're going to get. And defensively with Arizona, look, they drafted Robert Ndicke in the first round. He's not playing. They're missing Frosty Rucker. He's a big part of their front. Chandler Jones has been okay, but he hasn't been consistent. They're going to put Tyrann Mathieu in the slot tonight, according to Ian Rappaport. So that'll be something a little bit new. He's been playing more of that deep role for them this year. The Cardinals have just got to put together a complete game, other than when they beat up on Tampa. They haven't been able to do it, but I think it's fixable because the talent is there.
Matt Verderam, NFL director of fansided.com. He joins us every Thursday, but we kind of moved around and switched off with Sarah Spain, but you usually do it Thursday at 5. And we appreciate you switching and stopping by, so we'll see you next week, my friend.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Take care, Matt.